Job 22:29 says, "When men are cast down, then thou shalt say, there is lifting up, and he shall save the humble person." When men are cast down in times of trial and calamity, when they are depressed or cast down into a very low estate and distressed condition, when they are in low circumstances, in great straits and difficulties, when they are cast down in affairs, cast down in their spirits being sinking, desponding, ready to despair, then God said, then you will say to them, there is lifting up. You will tell them that a restoration and a change for the better is coming their way. Now, before we begin this broadcast, God had given me this scripture and gave me this assignment that I was to tell those under the sound of my voice, those who are cast down right now, you are in great straits and difficulties, and you are cast down, you're discouraged, depressed in your spirit. Your spirit is sinking, desponding, ready to despair. But God said, tell them there is lifting up. And so I tell you today that there is lifting up, a restoration and a change for the better is coming your way. And so as Hebrews 12:12 says, wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down. Lift up the hands which hang down. It's time to shake off all weariness. Strengthen those weak hands. Hands that hang down. That's a gesture of discouragement. Metaphorically, it represents the heart, the spirit, the soul that's drooping, desponding, ready to faint. And maybe you feel like that today. Your hands are hanging down because you're worn out with sickness and fatigue. You've been fighting a sickness for a long time, or you're weary with the weights of affliction. Your difficulties have been very great. You've been facing some really hard times. The course that you're walking on right now seems like it's never ending. There's just no end to the tunnel, and you're discouraged. You're discouraged through distrust or groundless fears that are coming your way. You're discouraged through the difficulties of life or inward conflicts. But I want to tell you, God is directing me to tell you today, there is lifting up, a restoration and a change for the better is coming your way. In this broadcast, we are continuing the theme of resolutions in our new series entitled, In the Beginning Was the Word. In this particular broadcast, we will cover the new subject of praising the Lord as we deal with resolution number 23 as found in Psalm 30 verse 1, which says, I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. Now that will be our main text, but we will use other scriptures to support this verse, but this will be the main verse that we will keep coming back to. David started Psalm 30, verse 1, with these words, I will extol thee, O Lord. Now that word extol isn't a very common word among us. We usually in praise, we usually say, I will praise you. I will glorify you. I will magnify you. I will exalt you. But it's not very common for us as Christians to say, I will extol thee, O Lord. So it's a good idea to look into the word and what did David mean when he said, I will extol thee, O Lord. Well, first of all, what he was saying was, I will exalt you in high praises. I will praise you as one who is high and lifted up. I will elevate you high. I will have high and honorable conceptions of you. Now, are you hearing that? The word high. So extol always includes in it that you are elevating God to a high place in your praises, in your thoughts, in your affections, but it's also in your conversations, that you do whatever you can to make him known by your words and your deeds, that you want him to be acknowledged by others to be as he is, the great and mighty monarch of the whole world. But generally speaking, and basically, what David was saying here is, I will extol thee, O Lord. I will lift you up on high. Now, we cannot make God higher than he is, but we are doing it in our praises. We're elevating him high in our praises, in our thoughts, in our affections, in our conversations. I will extol thee. Notice David's resolve there, his determination. He has a made up mind. He said, others may forget you, murmur at you, despise you, blaspheme you, but I will extol you. I'm going to extol your name, your character, your attributes, your mercy, your great forbearance. You have made me blessed, so I will make you glorious. Oh, hallelujah. So in summary, when we hear that word, extol, I will extol thee, O Lord. What David was saying there is, I will elevate you high in my praises. I will elevate you high in my thoughts and affections. I'll make you first and supreme. I will elevate you high in my conversation with others. But basically, what he was saying was, I will lift you up on high, O Lord. I will extol thee, O Lord. You are high in your name. You're the Most High God. You are high in your nature. There's none beside you, nor any like unto you. You are high in your place. You dwell in the high and holy place above all angels and men. And you are high above all other gods. You have the preeminence in all things. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. David said, I will extol thee, O Lord. I will lift you up. I will elevate you high in my praises, in my thoughts, in my affections, in my conversation. And then he went on to give two reasons why he was determined, resolved to extol the Lord. He said, first of all, I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up. You have lifted me up. The Hebrew word there for lift me up is dala. And what it means, there's a picture that's given here in the meaning. It means to draw out as a bucket from a well. So lift me up, you get the picture, to draw out as a bucket from a well, or else it means to draw me up and out from a deep, horrible pit, which could be figuratively speaking of a state of danger, a ditch of deadly danger, or a dungeon. And that word dala denotes the reciprocating motion of the buckets of a well, where one is descending while the other is rising. And this is basically what David was referring to when he said, you have lifted me up. He was talking about the gracious reverse of his affliction condition, because God was drawing him out of that low state and raising him to great honor to be king over Israel. I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up. Now, one thing we want to get across in this message is it is God's will to lift up his people. He desires this. He wills for the lifting up of his people. And we're going to see this in the following scriptures. It is his will, it is his desire that his people be lifted up. David said in Psalm 27:6, "And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies. Now I will be enabled to triumph over, to overcome, to come off as more than a conqueror to my enemies. That I will be given complete and glorious victory over them." Then in Psalm 18:48, he said, "Thou hast also lifted me up on high above them that rose up against me." Instead of being subdued by his enemies or trampled under their feet, David said, "No, I was exalted and they were humbled." And he was lifted from a low state and placed on the throne of Israel. It is God's will for the lifting up of his people. That's his will. That's his desire. Then we go over to Psalm 91:14. This psalm was written by Moses. So we see Moses caught a glimpse of the will and the desire of God. Here God said, "I will set him on high." This is God speaking. He said, "I will set him on high." And there are two ideas running through this lifting up or setting on high. First of all, it's talking about a state of safety or security. God said, "I will exalt him above the perils of life. I will exalt him above the danger or fear that he's facing. I've set him in a high and safe place where no evil can reach him." But it also is talking about promotion. When God said, "I will set him on high," he's talking about exalting this person above his fellows, making him high in honor, happiness, and glory. It is God's will for the lifting up of his people. Then we go over to Isaiah 58:14, and we see God speaking again through the prophet. And he said, "I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth." Now notice who's speaking. It's God, and he's saying, I will. This is my will. This is my desire. I'm going to cause this to happen. I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth. This denotes great security, dignity, and advancement. It's talking about security in causing you to be in safety from every enemy. When you use the words ride upon the high places. But it also is talking about dignity, where God causes you to ride upon the high places. He gives you a prominent position, causes you to occupy a high place, to enjoy superiority or power and authority, where you're exalted to honor. Also, to ride upon the high places. That word ride is often used for conquer. So it's talking about giving you victory. God will cause you to have victory and dominion over your enemies. And he will cause you to be triumphant over all obstacles. Then we go to Habakkuk. And we see the prophet Habakkuk. He also spoke of the will of God for the lifting up of his people. He said of God, he said, "He will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon my high places." That's his will. He will make you. He'll make it happen. He will make your feet like hinds' feet. What that is talking about is give you swiftness of foot. Now, there are two ideas here. Swiftness in escaping out of your troubles, outrunning your troubles, passing over all obstacles, or escaping from your enemies, but also swiftness in going after your enemies, suddenly attacking them and vigorously pursuing them. God said, or Habakkuk said, he will make my feet like hinds' feet. And then he said, he will make me to walk upon my high places. He will make me to conquer and triumph, to overcome all opposition and difficulties. And oftentimes in the Bible, difficulties are represented by mountains and hills. And God said that he will make you to be superior to your enemies, to be victorious over them. And David said in Psalm 27:12, deliver me not over unto the will of my enemies. That what he was saying is, Lord, don't let them accomplish their desires. God said, I won't let that happen. I will lift you up. It's my desire to lift you up, that your enemies will not have their desires accomplished. Oh, David said, I am resolved. I will extol thee, O Lord. I will elevate you high in my praises, in my thoughts, in my affections, in my conversation. For you have lifted me up. You have lifted up my head above my enemies. You lifted me up on high above those that rose up against me. You set me on high. You caused me to ride upon the high places of the earth. You made my feet like hinds' feet. You made me to walk upon my high places. You did not deliver me over unto the will of my enemies. Therefore, I will extol thee. I'm resolved. I am committed to doing this. I have a made up mind. I will lift you up, for you have lifted me up. But he didn't stop there. He said, Lord, I am resolved. I will extol thee, O Lord, for you have lifted me up. But he said also, you have not made my foes to rejoice over me. That's shouting material right there. You have not allowed them to triumph over me as they would have done. You didn't let that happen. And this was a burden of David's. We see it throughout the scriptures where David was crying out to the Lord continuously. Oh God, don't let my enemies rejoice over me, triumph over me. Psalm 13:4, he said, lest mine enemy say, I have prevailed against him, and those that trouble me rejoice when I am moved. He was crying out, Lord, don't let my enemy say that I have been too hard for him or for his God. Don't let my enemy compose comedies out of my tragedies. Don't let my enemy revel at my ruin or rejoice at my harm. Don't let him shout in triumph when I'm cast down from a firm position. Then in Psalm 25:2, we also see David said, let not mine enemies triumph over me. He said, O Lord, what he was saying in the sense is, don't let my enemies say to me that I have prayed to no purpose. Don't let them make blasphemous mirth out of all my distresses by asking, well, where's your God? I thought you've been praying. Where's he at? Don't let them say that there's no help or salvation for me in God. And don't let it appear that I have trusted in a being who's not able to defend me. Then we see it again, Psalm 35:19. This was a burden of David's. He said, my enemies wrongfully rejoice over me. Oh God, don't let that happen, because it will turn to dishonor for you, and it'll be a reproach of my confidence in you. And not only that, but it will cause my enemies to harden their hearts in their wickedness. Psalm 35:24, once again he said, let them not rejoice over me. Don't let them carry out their purposes. Don't let them be successful. And Psalm 41:11, mine enemy does not triumph over me. If you notice, He goes back and forth from rejoice over me, triumph over me. It's the same thing. Don't let my enemy shout with triumph over me. Frustrate their designs. Defeat all their machinations. Disappoint all their hopes. David said, I'm resolved. I have a made up mind. I will extol thee, O Lord. I'll elevate you high in my praises, in my thoughts, in my affections, in my conversation. For I'll lift you up, Lord, because you have lifted me up. It's your desire and your will that I be lifted up, and you have lifted me up. And secondly, you have not made my foes to rejoice over me. My enemy was not able to say, I have prevailed. My enemy was not able to rejoice when I was moved. My enemy was not able to shout with triumph or wrongfully rejoice over me, to reproach my confidence in you, Lord, or to carry out his purposes. Oh, for that, I will extol thee, O Lord. I have a made up mind. I will do this. I'm resolved to do this. I will lift you up high because you have lifted me up high above my enemies. Now, going back to that word that I gave you in the beginning, when men are cast down, then thou shalt say, there is lifting up. He shall save the humble person. Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down. God is saying to you, you have seen in his word, it's his will, it's his desire that his people be lifted up. He has sent me today to you to tell you this message. There is lifting up. So lift up the hands which hang down. It's time to extol the Lord. Lift him up like David. Have a made up mind. Resolve that you're going to lift him up high, for he has lifted you up on high. Our time is up for today's broadcast, but I encourage you, stay tuned for our next teaching as we continue our study of resolutions as found in the book of Psalms. This is Connie Giordano with Walking in Truth Ministry, praying that through this Bible message, God will lift you up, whereby you begin to see restoration and a change for the better in your life. In Jesus' name, amen.